May 15th, 2019, Veterans Advisory Committee meeting.
Time is 6:05 PM. Today is May 15th, 2019. I'd like to call the meeting to order of the Chula Vista Veterans Advisory Commission. May we stand and do the Pledge of Allegiance.
Remember that today is Peace Officer Memorial Day.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, Secretary, please call the roll.
Jennifer.
Present.
Bill.
I am here.
Jose.
Here.
Maria.
Yes.
And Patricia.
Here.
Okay. And Ted.
I'm also here.
Yes.
And Dave Wynn is traveling, so you know.
Yes, and Mark is out because his daughter is sick.
Where's Mr. Wynn? He said last time.
Oh, he's traveling.
Yeah.
Heading over to Europe, right?
That felt so horrible for him.
What's the guy? The new guy person?
Mark.
First thing, I guess, review previous minutes from last month. I had to look at them because I wasn't here. How does that work if I'm if one of us are not here? Do we state the reason why? Do we contact her? And how do you vote?
You would have to address if there was an excused absence type thing. You would ask the board, I think, to forgive your absence.
I know it's going to be on next month, right?
Yes.
So I bring it up then? Or?
For the absence, yeah, you can bring it up. Bring it up then. She said it was fine.
Yeah.
It was my first one. Never myself. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I forgot to add it on there. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Apologize for that.
Yes. All right. So second. All right. First and second. All in favor? Approve the minutes. Okay. We approve the minutes. Okay. Yeah. All right. Public speaking. All right. Moving on down to action items. Veteran of the Year information.
Sorry. I just read that. I forgot where we were. We're looking at the old ones, and I put a slide. I said, I saw Commissioner Ballalong, and I didn't see the knot, and I went, has received a response from the vet, and I about went into shock.
Then it says not,
so I apologize.
So actually, this goes over to you.
I was prepared to be amazed.
I tried calling again, the place, but I haven't heard from them. But for 2019, it is closed for submission for the Veterans of the Year for the San Diego Veterans Museum. So we cannot submit any.
Okay.
But with regards to the timeline with the POC, they haven't gotten back to me. It's really difficult unless I physically go there. And I haven't been.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's the update.
I got one.
Oh.
Okay. Swirly looking suckers.
While we're on the subject of Veteran of the Year, I got an email today from City from. Leah Larate, and she said, Mrs. Rebecca Williamson, staff writer for the Chula Vista Star News, has requested a quote from a member of the Veterans Advisory Commission. I told her I would pass her information to you so you could contact her. She did mention she had a deadline of noon today. I didn't get this till I picked it up till about 1 o'clock today, so I called her and said, no, I'm a little late. So we just chatted. She was doing a story on the Veteran of the Year for the Star News. And I gave her some information about how in the past we didn't have very many, and last year we publicized it a little bit, and we got more input into that, so we're going to do that again this year.
That's what you passed on to her?
Yeah.
By phone?
By telephone. And then she asked, what are the responsibilities of the Veteran of the Year? And I said, well, I don't really know specifics, but I know that they are recognized by the council and that they are probably invited to participate in various veterans events throughout the year. And she said, do they go up for a Veteran of the Year for higher up? And I said, I think so, but I don't know the specifics. That's basically what I told her.
John.
Not have anything in front of me, so I'll pass around this.
Thank you for bringing that up, because we actually talked about that 2 days ago, so we'll bring that up towards staff comments.
And I have all her contact information. She's going to be a regular staff writer for the Star News. So she says, if you have anything at all that you want to put out to the public, yet, just to contact her, and she will be happy to do what she can.
What's your name?
Okay.
Rebecca.
No, her name is Rebecca Williamson. She's been a writer, you know, they just, what do you call them when they...
Freelance
writer, but now she's been hired by the Star News, so she's in.
All right, thank you for that, Bill. Next, we're going to item number 3, city website update. Commissioner Larkin.
I must apologize. My printer went completely sideways this afternoon. I do have a list of resources, but I did not bring them. Huge apologies, but I will email them to you tomorrow morning. I've got probably a page and a half of different resources that you all can take a look at with the hyperlinks that go with them.
We're putting this on the city website?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you experience stuff like that, you're more than welcome to email me, because I'm usually sitting right there.
I should have thought so.
I can easily, on anything that goes on for the board, I can easily
print that out there.
Huh?
Up that board, you said? Which board?
You guys.
No, but I mean, sorry. Are we talking about this banner out there?
If you have things to be printed that you want to disseminate to the board,
okay.
Mm-hmm. And your printer goes, hey, why are you like me to do it?
I'm
more than willing to.
I should have done that. I'm not allowed to print stuff at my office because I always do this. I'm known to do this, so
you can also send it to me, and I can put it part of the agenda. Send it to me and be part of the agenda.
Is anybody in there?
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
You. But I have a really good set of resources, and we have housing, we have psychological services, we have advocacy, all sorts of really good stuff. So I'll forward that to you tomorrow.
Okay. Yeah, if we have anything for the agenda, you can definitely shoot it to her.
And I can add it. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably a good jumping off place for us, and we can always make it better.
Good. All right, next we're moving on to Follow Heroes Banners, Vice Chair Sears. Mm. What do you got for us?
I talked to Randy Bellamy, who's, I guess, a chairman of the Third Avenue board. He said that he thinks it's been done. He says he got an email from Ann Steinberger, who said, "Greetings, I wanted to confirm that the decor plan, I have no idea what that is, will be installing the American Hero banners May 19th and removing them June the 2nd. The work is to be done late at night when there's minimal traffic. Olga's out of town and confirm any additional information when she returns May 13th. So it looks like it's, I'll pass that around.
Man,
like
what are we going to even have meetings about now?
Nothing to carry over.
That's really great.
Come back to quick program question.
Want me to keep a copy of this?
Yeah, I suggest somebody drive through like 14 to 15 and make sure they are up.
It's down here, right?
Yeah, Third Avenue.
Perfect spot too. Very
it really is.
Touristy kind of place right there.
It's really nice.
Excellent.
Well aware.
That's true. All right. Boy, now you're quick. Special meeting and changing the location of regular meetings. Did you guys cover something from last month?
Yeah, we wanted to talk a little bit about having a location that is more accessible to the public. You know, if somebody wanted to attend, they would have to come down to the door and I guess ring in. And I don't know what all. It's very difficult for some citizen just to come to a meeting.
Did we talk about the library or something last
Well, time? We talked about the library, and we also talked about having it out at Southwestern College. So we kind of kick around the idea. We have to go through a whole procedure to vote it in for a special meeting at a different location and put it on online so people know about it. but we thought we might give a trial run to probably Southwestern College and publicize that, and then if the public wants to come and attend, that would be open. The only question I have, you know, it's parking cost you out there, so we would have to deal with that.
I'm sure they'd waive parking.
They'll waive parking.
Okay.
But right? Just for you.
It just seemed like a thing to say.
I'd like to just kick around the idea of what you all think about it, then maybe trying that, or maybe trying the library. The idea is just to make it more accessible to the ordinary citizen that has an interest in what we're doing.
Do you have a date?
Well, we were thinking about future meetings.
Future meetings, I meant. Do you have meeting date that you would like that to be... held someplace else?
We can kick around the June meeting, the next meeting that we have, third Wednesday in June, and the possibility, and I'll go ahead and make a motion. Let's look at doing the third Wednesday in June, which is our regular meeting time, at Southwestern College. We'll work out the details of where and all that later on, but if we want to discuss that, that would be...
Is that enough time?
I think so. We're building a new VRC. It's a Veterans Resource Center. It's a little bit delayed, but if it's not, the space isn't ready, I can walk you through what's there. And then we have a beautiful meeting room that's very close by.
As long as you think, if you think we can get there in enough time to, I mean, if that's enough time to like make sure the room's arranged and everything like that.
I'm sure it won't be a problem. If our VRC is ready, then there's no problem. We have a conference room. It's not this big, maybe 2/3 the size, but it'll certainly seat groups that's here.
If we do decide to do this, then we would have to announce this to the public, probably on our website, and maybe the Star News could also put out a notice that the Veterans Commission is doing a temporary meeting at the Southwestern College, this room, so forth.
Star News.
And anybody that would like to attend, see what's going on, or interested in Veterans Affairs, would be welcome.
Better come up with some more topics then if we're going to get that many people show up.
Well, if there isn't an agenda, you guys can always push it a month out. I mean, if there isn't an agenda for next month, there's not an issue.
Well, you could put an agenda item like public comments and things like that, or just open forum.
Yeah.
You know, you could do that, especially because you'd be just, I could see that if there's people there. It'd be nice to probably respond to their questions.
Well,
or we could just sit around.
There's an item on here.
I'm okay with both of those things. Just for the record.
some of the things that would impact, of course, is our two staff members here like that. They're home here.
Right.
And they would have to relocate out. We used to do that at the veterans home.
Mm-hmm. So. Almost home. So. Mm-hmm.
That's another location
away,
that might
away.
Be
right. Like perfect.
Feasible.
But I am on board with you, because I think I brought it up a couple months ago and thought about this.
I think the idea is to have a local, accessible location that people would know about, and if they saw us to show up and say, hey, I'm interested in Veterans Affairs. Mm-hmm.
This building might actually scare some people away.
It does.
As much as I'd like it to be about my convenience,
right?
It's really not about my convenience.
Yeah.
So is this where we move, or we motion that we have the meeting at Southwestern next?
Well, he made a motion.
So,
oh,
well, what
he
is
did
your full
already,
motion?
Because
it's kind of long.
So it needs a second and then a vote.
What's your actual motion again? Did you get
the actual motion is to conduct the June meeting on the regular time at Southwestern College at a room to be announced, and we publicize that.
Then I can second it?
If you'd like to.
Is there a second?
Thank you.
Okay, we have a first and we have a second. Do we have any further discussion on that?
You would let us know where?
I'll do it tomorrow.
And what about the parking? How would
we? I can either have them waive parking, or I can send you parking permits.
We only have to agenda. The only announcement is just to agendize it as we normally do regular meetings. It's just 72 hours, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and then I'll have to do a resolution, I think, for that. Do you have to do a resolution?
No resolution.
How would
required?
The parking just work for someone that was going to come to the meeting? How can we get that parking?
We have hourly parking that folks can pay for if they choose to, or I can ask them to waive it in a lot for that period of time, for an hour.
An hour and 15 minutes, probably, give or take.
Mm-hmm. They'll do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will.
All right.
So
you,
I can
are you to
police tomorrow?
To police folks okay with that?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I'm here for the board's and the commission's pleasure.
We'll do this on a trial basis, and maybe later consider other places, or maybe come back here and figure out what we want to do.
Whatever Bill wants.
Do we need to...
Just don't tell Dave.
Do we need to advertise it or put it on our website?
Well, I would do it like I would normally, but it would just be...
public posting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it goes on the kiosk, it goes on the website.
There you
go. Yeah.
Where's the actual official public? Isn't that by the City Hall or something?
Yeah, right in front of City Hall. There's a kiosk right there.
Okay, that's good.
So it has to go up 72 hours before the meeting.
If we approve this, would anybody object if I call this lady at the Star News and maybe she could just put a little short article if it's publicized there?
I should tell you, if we have it at the college, probably our students will come. We'll have some students that will come and some staff that will attend.
Good.
Which is good, I think.
Yes. Yeah,
that's great.
So we need to figure out how many to prepare for.
We have a boardroom that now is adjacent to our new Veteran Resource Center, which is nice. It has big board seats, places that people can sit. I think if we're really going to do it, we could maybe use a boardroom, and that'd be, and there's big comfy chairs.
How long will you know? Like, when will you know by?
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's quick.
Yeah, I'll check tomorrow.
Then we definitely need to know ahead of time.
Or we have another conference room, and we have a normal conference room we can meet in too.
May I offer some comments just in preparation?
Mm-hmm.
So, great idea. I think it's phenomenal, whether it's full-time or whether we move it around as necessary. So the discussion that you missed was, we don't need a resolution as long as our regular meetings, we're not changing our regular meetings, we're allowed to hold special meetings and we can move those around as necessary. We just can't arbitrarily, if we were to decide that from now on, moving forward, since subsequent to June, that was gonna be our new meeting place. We would have to change, we'd have to get a resolution to do that, but we don't need a resolution to change it. So if we do it once or twice a year, or three times a year, and we move it around accordingly, so we're covered there, and we can agendize it as necessary, and we can announce it
as
necessary.
You do it as a special meeting.
Yeah, it's just a special, we don't have to worry about it. So. Mm-hmm. That said, since none of us since this group has not had historically public attending the event, my suggestion would be that we, especially now that we seem to have taken care of the majority of the carried over events, it may not be an issue, but we do the, you keep the public comments and public forum, kind of you make that the focal point, mm-hmm. and then we gotta make sure we hold them to an hour, because depending on how well received it is, and this isn't a controversial topic by any stretch of the imagination, but it is one that inspires interest in people. And my experience in this job is that sometimes questions come that you have no idea, and you can spend a lot of time there. So we'd have to make sure that we articulate it's an hour, so we need to be prepared to say we're here for an hour. This is a volunteer board; it's not staff time, etc. And then we're gonna basically run this thing, and then we're gonna end it at 1900 hours accordingly. So just so we have some structure in place, because otherwise I could see us being there a lot longer than that 1 hour period.
I think, Jose, you need to be prepared to, if you open a public comment, that you first of all limit it to items that are of veterans' interest in the city.
Spilled the word out of my mouth. I was gonna say yes.
Nothing broader than that. And if there is controversy, then you can ask for somebody on this side, somebody on this side, and then kind of quickly wrap it up and move on.
Yeah, and I would suggest, because it just may happen, so it's very simple to go, you know what, that's a little bit off topic, we'll be happy to meet with you afterwards. If it's something related to PD stuff or anything like that, I'm more than willing to stick around and go, hey, we can talk offline, or we do it all the time at council, we talk about it, we'll just do it, we'll talk offline and just get them directly to whoever they need information for, just kind of as a tool so that they can step aside and the next person that might have a, you know where you're going, right?
No.
Where are you going? Oh, I thought you were using the facilities.
That would cost you a dollar.
What the
hell?
Oh, Dr. Hours.
That scared me.
I forgot about the after hours.
So we have that as an
option, just to basically move people on, just to allow people to get that pertinent info. Just as a point, just so that we're thinking about it.
The reason I mentioned that because we've had a couple mm-hmm. public show up. I think we're downstairs, and sometimes it's a little long winded. They go and go and go. And I was like, yeah, let's cut it short, make sure for 3 minutes.
Yeah.
So, it's also possible that they could ask questions that we are not really privy to. for example, homeless, unemployment, the transient related to veterans, accessibility, housing, things like that.
So, yeah, that's this. Just mainly, we just want to make sure we're prepared to structure 3 minutes. You know, we'll have to try to keep time, and it may not be an issue. There may not be enough people there, but we just want to make sure that we can answer appropriately. And then, realistically speaking, well, I'll save it to my comments. Actually, I guess.
All right.
Call the question.
Yeah.
Isn't it literally your comment section?
No, but we haven't action this motion.
Yeah, we didn't.
Actually,
I'll wait for her to come back in.
Call the question.
You want to wait for?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I notice there's not a spot here for veterans activities.
Did you want it as an agenda?
Are you still with the vets activities? Are you still doing that?
I've got some.
Okay. Cool. Yeah. So each for every one, just make that comment. Hang on there. That's what I did for a year for me.
Okay.
It was a regular item. Okay. I had just stopped for a while because I didn't have enough connections.
Okay. Okay. That's veterans. What is it?
The veterans activities log. To answer actually the question she just said, the homelessness and housing, that kind of, it's all better related. Anything else to discuss on our meeting locations?
Quorum, we're still even without her in here, right?
Quorum.
We have 7 total members.
Yes.
So you have a quorum, technically. You can
still vote it.
Mm-hmm. And if she doesn't like it, too bad.
I didn't record that part.
Sure.
You.
Up to you. I got about 30 seconds. Thank you for the cookies.
I know.
Yeah, they were horrible.
So
I didn't like
good.
Them at all.
Me too.
Licked the plate almost.
I know.
I didn't try that one.
I didn't have dinner, so I was like, oh, perfect.
Yeah,
a cup of coffee walked in, you're all I needed was a glass of milk.
This is good.
I don't have any more coffee. I can't have any more cookies.
Oh, yeah, raisins there.
Lies.
I got something over here.
Those are mini biscotti.
This one looks good. Something out of Paris.
Mm-hmm. They're all
Scotty, you're Italian.
Super good.
Yeah.
Especially the chocolate one.
Is that mine?
This would be good, my workout. My leader.
No, it's
even
enough.
Put it on plate.
For about 5 seconds, 5 reps until you're like hot winded.
And we got 24 phase on Third Avenue.
I did that one time with espresso, chocolate covered espresso beans. One morning I got up and grabbed
a
handful before I drove in, not thinking. I was kind of happy. I lived in Duane, North County. I drove to the POA before work one morning. And I grabbed a handful, thinking they were like chocolate covered peanuts or M&Ms or something like that. And I like had like a handful of them.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the gym and I was like, okay. And I was, and I stood up and I was sweating. And I was like, what is wrong? And then one of the other guys was like, you okay? My eyes were,
cigarettes.
And I was like, what the? And I was realized, oh, it's the camera. Good. Didn't see you there. I would have said hi.
There were so many people that was going like this, but I think you were standing on this side. But I did wave, and I stayed, and it was very nice.
Thank you.
Recognized the RSVP, the senior patrol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole bunch of them. Yeah, there's a group. Yeah, I cannot name all of them, but it was very, very moving. And it was very nice to see all of the representative from the sheriff's.
Mm-hmm.
The San Diego police and everybody else sitting in front, because I was, I think, on the fourth row.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the civilian had on a tag, and it says probation. And I said, by chance, do you know my sister? And what is she? She's a financial officer for San Diego, for County San Diego Probation, Veronica Allen. And he goes, yeah. And I said, she just retired like a month ago. She goes, oh, thank you. I'm sure she loves it because it's not... Not the staff, but it's the money, and that's really too hard to do the budget call and things like that. So he knows my sister. So I said hi, but they're very nice, lots of people.
Nice. Thank you for volunteering.
Yes, absolutely. What else should I volunteer for? What is that?
Everything.
The food next time.
That I can do. That I can actually make happen.
Okay, so do we need to read back the motion, or get to that? It. Okay. So we had a first, we had a second, we had other discussions. Is there any other discussion on the motion?
Okay, now we can make a decision at that meeting where we want to go to from there. Whether we come back here or try some other place. That's not part of the motion.
Okay, so. Gotcha. Okay. All right, so all in favor?
Aye.
The motion?
Aye.
Aye. Anybody opposed?
Yeah.
Yay!
All right, moving forward to... staff comments.
So here we go. The longest standing one that I'm aware of is the banners. They were turned over to city staff. A couple of them were turned over a couple weeks ago, and the bulk of them were turned over last night. They will be placed, as mentioned, on 3rd Avenue. They have a contracting company that they contract to install them, so they should be on the taller of those green banners that have kind of the swan neck or the gooseneck lanterns at the top. So they'll be up for 2 weeks, and they'll take them down. Where they will reside once they're down, they'll probably come back my way, be my guess, and I'll return them forthwith to you.
Okay.
We'll figure that out as we come to it. That's your bin, right?
Yeah, well, probably like yeah, it was given to me.
Okay.
So I inherited it from the last person.
So those are up, so that's what we may have a plan in place moving forward each year. Certainly the time frame, the matter, we'll just have to decide each year with the city who does what, and whether it's, you know, if it's Tawa, the city, or a combination thereof, or if we keep them there, or if we move them to, say, ask them to city to move them to H, etc. But they should be up, so that's nice. In regards to the media interaction for the board, so I became aware of that this past week, and I ended up telling the city, ended up referring her to me, and so because I did the media for a while here at the PD, and because I'm the liaison, so as I was responding to a bunch of texts and emails, I said, sure, send her. She wanted quotations and she wanted information, which I could not give because I'm not authorized to speak for the board. So I provided Jose with her contact information. I subsequently clarified, this is kind of a gray area for the board, for media. So the City Office of Communications and the City Clerk's Office really is the governing body for these boards. So they would have the, essentially the responsibility to put out press releases for the board, that type of thing. So that's why that's why Diane Howell puts out our notices in the newsletter. That's why it's maintained on the city website. The chair would probably be the rightful speaker for the board if we ended up doing something. I know there is precedent in the past, because really it's kind of, we're going off on precedent, is if we're going to do something, if the commission is going to provide a statement or a quotation, it probably should go through the chair, and then for anything we can't answer. So I know there was some historical question, like how long has the Veteran of the Year Award been, how long has the board been in effect? Two answers that I could not provide. That would be referred to the City Clerk's Office, because they have that information there, that they're the keeper of records, so to speak. Moving forward, if we're going to, we want to be careful about establishing a precedent. And there's no, absolutely no issue whatsoever with trying to expose or gain exposure, I should say, or gain broader exposure for the commission for things, especially such as something like the Veterans of the Year, or a meeting place, or providing services, the better, the more we can get out, the better. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that we put that in the right frame with the city's Office of Communications, because they can put out a press release. We can certainly, or the commission, excuse me, can certainly provide a quote, you know, or two as necessary. But this was a gray area. So I was trying to walk the line between trying to kind of tell her how the board functions and how it works, and not provide quotations and be quoted in her newspaper, in the newspaper article, out of turn, because I can't speak for you guys. And I told her that, so I don't know what she'll write. My hope is that she'll take the information Bill gave her and not, you know, use the information or provide quotations that...
May not show up. She was on deadline, she'd already submitted the thing, and she said, I'll take some information to see if I can go back.
The thing I pushed
is that we are now advertising the fact that Veteran of the Year is on the website,
yep.
The nomination, the application, if you know somebody that is deserving and everything.
Yep, I put her onto the website. She wanted quotations more than anything. And her deadline was, whenever I talked to her deadline was immediate. I forget what day it was, but it was immediate. I'm not sure when you talked to her.
About 2:00 today, and
the deadline was
at noon. So.
Yeah, so her deadline for me was that night, so it might have changed a little bit. So we just gotta make sure. It's one of those things that's, it's great. I think we can what's the word I'm looking for? I think any exposure we can get, good exposure like that is important. We just got to make sure we don't set a precedent so that we're not at the turn.
One question she brought up for me, and I said, I don't have an answer for you. She says, do you do background checks on your nominees? Hmm. And I said, I don't know.
We do not do background checks. So yeah. We vet and review the applications. But you guys don't. We don't do any background. We just gather them and submit them for your review and voting. We don't do any background checks.
Yeah, definitely, we don't do it because no one's going to run it for us.
We don't have the staff to run background checks on. And it's not a police department function. It's the city's function. So we don't do that. So I don't know why she didn't ask me that question.
Background checks on the
side. Right. So that's one of those things where that question concerns me a little bit simply because I don't know where that's coming from. So we'll see what story gets written.
And I have a reservation with that too. You got to be very careful when you're dealing with media. Mm-hmm. I've experienced that with media in the past. You got to be very careful. You say something nonchalant to them and you think that's not a big deal. Next thing you know, they run with it. Why am I saying that? Mm-hmm. You know, a lot different. And then they'll cut stuff out too. I did an interview for my side business, and it was a little over an hour long with CBS, Zevily Zone, some program and so on. And it was an hour long. When it came on the TV, it was 2.5 minutes. I was like, good Lord, I was there for a long time. We talked, and it was stuff on that. I remember, like, damn, did I say that? But it was like spliced together with other stuff. And not only that, but I look 20 pounds heavier on TV, too. They look a lot heavier than sales men. Yeah, but yeah, the way they filmed it, and it just was, and I just did that like a year and a half ago. So yeah, you got to be careful with those.
I would hate for any exposure to be anything. I mean, exposure on Veterans of the Year and increasing awareness of veterans and veterans issues in the community, I think, is the goal. And I hope that's the tone of that, to put it out, and that's why we rely upon the city's information, and I forwarded those requests and said you should check the website and you can contact city communications, and whether she did or didn't, I don't know, but I think he's accurate. Is we just have to be very wary because I don't that question right there makes me wonder what the tone of that article is.
Well, she actually called me after she talked to you. She called me this morning.
She's bouncing around trying to reach anybody who's going to talk to her.
She called me five times.
What the frick?
Yeah, and because I didn't give her an answer, and I couldn't, so she wanted to talk to Jose. And then she wanted pictures of everybody, and she wanted pictures of
who?
All the veterans who've won in the past. She wanted pictures of all of them, and I told her I would call her back, and I gave... She gave me all information, so I called the city clerk. And so I passed over all the information to her. I said, you need to call. And I didn't call her back within 10 minutes. She called me back. I'm waiting, she told me.
Are you
home? Yeah, she was very pushy. She was very pushy.
I had a long day. I wasn't going to try to go for that.
And so then I said, well, they haven't contacted me, so I'm not going to call you because I haven't been contacted from. I left a message with the city clerk, and she hadn't called me back. So I said, I don't have any information to give you. So I said, please contact the city clerk. She contacted Leah,
and she did
Leah,
herself.
Yes, she did. She contacted the city clerk, and within 15-20 minutes, Leah in turn called me back. The city clerk, she says, anytime you have an issue like that with a person like that, refer them to city clerk. Period. Don't answer the questions. Refer to them to city clerk.
Just like I'm not getting a warm and fuzzy about this.
Yeah.
At
so
all.
She was, you know, when I didn't call her, and I, you know, she had your name, so I said, well, he hasn't answered. He works another job. I said, so
I got his text about it. I just
he can answer when he can. I said, you know, well, I need it by 12.
We're not on call. None of you were on call. Yes. I told her that, you know, the commissioners, they're all volunteers, and then you're not on call waiting. That's my concern, was that we address it appropriately. Like, there's a standard protocol procedure for obtaining this information, and it's city clerk. City Office of Communications.
Okay. So. It's just like in the military, because I retired 2 years ago, is that we are not allowed to make comments. We have to run it by our chain of command and or our PAO, which is the Public Affairs Office. We are not allowed to comment, even though I'm a nurse and I'm taking care of patients so-and-so. Mm-hmm. I can't. Just so therefore, we run it to the PAO, and he or she will in turn take care of that, because that's their job, and that's the only source, just like he was saying, is the City Office of Communications is who, if they ask me anything, is who I would refer to. So it's protocol.
And they really shouldn't be. We don't want to put any of you
yeah.
in a position to speak. They shouldn't be, should not be seeking you out individually
correct.
On any board or commission individually yeah. to provide comment.
So just to reiterate, in general, or typically, in a typical scenario, none of us should be giving quotations for the board. If there is an instance where a quote needs to come, it needs to come from the chairperson.
Correct.
Preferably after discussion, but in certain circumstances.
Right.
And we could, and you know, we discussed being able to write as, you know, the commission, if you chose, could provide something with quotes from all of you, or those who choose to provide quotes, and we could provide something to the city mm-hmm. for the website, and then you put it out, you know, like I'm, you know, honored to be a part of the commission, you know, we're working towards, you know, and we could provide something like that, and they could post it on their, that's the conduit is exactly that, it's the city clerk, because they don't get, we don't take pictures of the Veterans of the Year recipients, and if we, you know, we get them sometimes, but we don't publish them, and we don't want them as, we don't want them hounding. I mean, they can call city
privacy
staff.
Privacy issue, I think.
But
was,
we, was that?
Wasn't it the kind of a privacy issue with those guys that submitted
their... Well, I mean, they are being announced and filmed in front of city, in front of city council, so that could be published and put, you know, someone could take a picture and that could be posted on the website and everything else, but the commission's job is not to provide that. It's the city's job to decide if that's going, if they're going to do that and put that out versus the commission. Could you guys report back to the city as far as what actions we're taking, right? So, it's food for thought.
Bill, I apologize, because I don't remember, but who did you say forwarded you that email?
It's on that...
Leah, the city clerk.
Okay.
The city clerk.
Deputy city clerk, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, she sent it to me, and I said, well, I'll talk to
her. Yeah, so, we got that subsequent, so, it's all good, is what it is.
So, in regards to that, do we want to not follow up with her for any other questions as far as the...
Done my thing as far as I'm concerned. So.
I'll handle this later.
I don't think there's anything. I don't think there's anything. We just wait and see what happens moving forward. I don't think there's anything retroactive.
All right. Yeah, like I said, it's very tricky. I'm in a Fox News studio, I'm in a CBS, it's real easy to twist your words.
If I'm subpoenaed before Congress, I'll let you know.
Hey, you never know. All right.
I don't know that guy.
Never saw him.
Who he is. Some guy just keeps popping up at our meetings. Huh?
Is open to the public.
Yeah, that's true. Kind of. All right, so moving on with chair comments. Vice chair is here.
Pardon me?
Chair comments.
Oh, well, you're the chair. But anyway, I did...
I skipped over me a little bit.
I got a start on this of collecting... What I'm trying to do here is put together what our different agencies are. And this is a work in progress, so I'll be trying to fill it in more with points of contact for each of these areas, if there is one, and then add on a section for upcoming events involving veterans, which I didn't do on this one, but I will in the future. And speaking of upcoming events is Memorial Day, and the only thing I'm really aware of is on Saturday the 25th, about 800 Boy Scouts will be at Glen Abbey placing flags on the veterans' graves out there. And then on the Memorial Day, which is Monday, there's a speaker and a program at Glen Abbey for Memorial Day. And the last thing, of course, is, you know, recognizing that today is by presidential proclamation National Peace Officers Memorial Day, and that's why the flags are on the half state.
Okay. That's all. All right. I'll go last.
Got nothing
at this time. I asked was the Veterans Law. We already talked about that, and then the last time we should probably start looking to other things, other items to address as we start dwindling down our agenda, start knocking stuff out. Maybe find some other topics that are interest to the public and us that we want to tackle. I was thinking about your veterans law. I don't know if it's monthly, but they just had one a few days ago. They have this memorial flight that flies in. It's an honor flight that flies in at the airport. I was over there
a couple weeks ago and I did last month. So right now they're focused on World War II veterans, which was sad. The last time I came in, one actually, an individual died on the way in.
95-year-old died on a return leg.
Yeah, sheesh.
Well, at least it was a return leg.
Yeah. But yeah, so it comes in. It's pretty cool if you haven't seen it. The whole airport is turned out. The whole is in Terminal 2. I'm sorry.
Wonder who got his luggage.
They need to have staff people assigned to them. But these are all of Terminal 2 is completely packed with people. They play all sorts of music, you know, Star Spangled Banner, everything you can think of, a patriotic type song. And then all the veterans, a lot of times they don't really know what's going on. They're walking down like, what the? And it's a whole crowd of people. So it's really cool. You see them, you know, tears of happiness and people that have like a little stream of people. I've done a few of them because I'm assigned to the airport sometimes. So I do the security portion of it. It's actually pretty cool. So if you haven't had a chance to see it, I don't know if be able to see when that happens for your next time if you're allowed to put it on there, but it's usually every quarter or something like that. And as the World War II veterans, unfortunately, as they start to pass, because they're all in the 90s now,
right,
they're going to start, I think it's next is Vietnam.
Korean War.
Korean War.
WWII guys are getting fewer and fewer.
I got to witness that in D.C. at Reagan when I was back east for a while. Watching that, I mean, they do. I have not seen what Lindbergh does, but because they were going to Arlington and whatnot, pretty incredible. Yeah. Brings tears to your eyes watching some of these guys.
Arlington itself is a whole different animal to an unknown soldier. I never forgot that. When I went to the military, it was really awesome to watch. Yeah. But yeah, if you ever had a chance to see, it's a good veterans related thing inside of it. Everything from the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, everything you can think of is inside of
it. Everybody stops. Nice. Doesn't matter what you're doing in there, everybody stops.
Yes,
that's
everybody
nice.
Stops.
That's really nice.
Barely can move, it's just jam packed with people, and it's really cool. So, anyhow, thought I'd bring that up. On that though, I don't think I have anything else. Anybody have anything else to do with the order?
If you got any changes or updates or anything, let me know. And this is gonna, I'm going to keep this going. So,
here's an extra one for you. Okay, if we have nothing else.
Please be chair.
Yes. Oh, sorry.
The thought occurred to me. As the agenda might get thinner and as we start moving to have some special meetings in a more accessible and open places, it might be worthwhile if all we have is approval of minutes and essentially the veterans log, which will be ongoing, if maybe bringing in a resource, finding a resource, so be it housing, be it employment, be it even somebody that has a story to tell that just wants to come in and, you know, an address, and we can say that the Veterans Affairs Commission is hosting, you know, is hosting a special meeting. You could advertise it. So, like, you know, I'm not saying that this you would use the gentleman, but the gentleman that was on the was he on the Pueblo?
Yeah, Bob Chica.
So, I mean, I'm not saying him, but he might be an opportunity. But you basically say, come and you can hear someone's, you know, and it gives an opportunity that might drive some attendance, and you know, if you just plan on like a 30-minute talk, which is kind of tough to do 30 minutes, but. If you have someone there with a resource, you could always consider providing that so that you could drive some attendance, and at the very least, it would be interesting and informative. Mm-hmm. So, just food for thought.
Excellent idea. Excellent idea. All right, that's all we have.
Move to adjourn.
Second that, adjourn. It's now 6:48 p.m. This concludes
Super Hungry.